Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Remember the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 to 4. Don't forget your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play, don't shovel. Choose slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Answer the phone, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where are you going? You're welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday when you're older and you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me for the counsel I gave you so willingly, but right now I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get the door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get a hero, count to three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a go. Straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least a thousand times before that you're too old to act this way. It must be your body's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straighter when you walk a place. For everything and everything must be in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Oh! Wash your teeth, wash your face, get your PJs on. Get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again. Because the moms were never empty. You don't need the reason why. Because. I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, in between Andy's Deli and Lido Banquets, and just a pierogi's throw away from the Polish capital of the Western Hemisphere. It's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast deep green gardening and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in demand.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, a Davey company. Their business is people and their love for trees. And by Alsip Home and Nursery, offering the best of every season since 1969. And by Recycled Granite, featuring eco-friendly split stone veneers and handmade products by individuals with disabilities. Go to recycledgranite.com. And by Bertold's Floral Gift and Garden Center. Get green, let's get growing. He's so green, he takes his life in his hands every time he walks across an intersection. Here he is, Mike Novak.
One more time.
so you guys don't get that one? You don't understand that?
You're so green that you take your hands in your life every time you cross the road? I don't get it.
I didn't understand that one either. I was thinking hard, too.
What's all right. Mean? So it means that, see, people are sitting at a red traffic light.
It's still early for me.
Rob, did you get that one?
You're so pretty.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Rob got it.
It was a stretch, though.
Yeah, it is a stretch. But, you know, I'm not trying to win awards for writing show intros, okay? It's a big day today.
Beyond Mother's Day?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. Happy 400 parts per million carbon day.
Woo-hoo! Boy.
Yay!
Yeah,
let's
celebrate sleeping this week.
Yay! How about that? According to the New York Times, the level of the most important heat-trapping gas in the atmosphere, carbon dioxide, has passed a long-feared, as they write, a long-feared milestone, scientists reported Friday, reaching a concentration not seen on the Earth for millions of years. Jim Inhofe in Oklahoma, are you listening,
right,
dude? You climate deniers there, all you know, and it's not even a situation where you get to say, oh, the Earth's not warming. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about parts per million of carbon dioxide. It's a fact. It's something you can actually measure. Right. And they do from Mauna Loa in Hawaii, where, you know, they're not outside a smokestack there. It says scientific instruments showed that the gas had reached an average daily level above 400 parts per million. As they write in the New York Times, just an odometer moment in one sense, but also a sobering reminder that decades of efforts to bring human produced emissions under control are faltering. They are abysmal failures.
Well,
okay.
And are we really trying? Come on. We're not trying.
No,
at
we're
all.
Not trying.
I mean, how many Kyotos have we had that have failed? Copenhagen's. I mean, we've had, you know, summit after summit where, you know, a few people sign on. People, you know, have nice little ideas of what they might do, but we're not trying.
Nope.
We extend drilling rights that, you know, have expired. People say, oh, I can't quite do it. You know, there's a ferry here in Lake Michigan that's spewing tons
of
coal ash. Just coal ash into the lake.
Let's dump it into the lake.
And they're up for another
renewal. You know, stop it. What's wrong with you? The ferry is iconic. Come on.
Well, then the ferry can figure out how to go diesel.
Diesel? Why don't they go solar?
Well, it's supposed to be clear.
Why don't they get people paddles to everybody who gets on the damn thing? Happy Mother's Day, everybody!
Like that drinking bus that drives around like a big bicycle around Wicker Park. They could do that with the ferry.
I haven't seen this. What do you speak
of,
Rob?
What are you talking about?
It's like a pedal mobile. It's just it's a huge bus made out of bicycles.
I have not seen this.
Why don't you
Can you find us a Google picture?
I'll work on that.
By the way, China is now the largest emitter, but Americans have been consuming fossil fuels extensively for far longer, and experts say the United States is more responsible than any other nation for the high level. Woohoo!
Something else to be proud of.
Go
we're number one.
USA. 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 Wow. Okay. So I thought we would honor that. Okay, everybody listening in Radioland and here in the studio, assume the fetal position and weep for our dear planet. Welcome to the show today. Okay, we're going to do something fun, you know. Yeah, it's 400 parts. I understand that. There's not much we can do about that at the moment. But one of the things we are going to do today is give away some tickets. I have gotten these courtesy of Christy Weber Landscapes. And some of you might be familiar with this and others of you might not be. And it is a thing called the Wright Plus Housewalk, WRIGHT, as in Frank Lloyd Wright. And these are tickets that allow you to tour a number of the buildings that were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. It's a house walk in Oak Park, Illinois. It's the 39th. No, I keep whacking the microphone. 39th annual Wright Plus, an internationally renowned architectural house walk featuring rare interior tours of 9 private homes designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and his contemporaries, plus entry to 3 landmark Wright buildings. And you'll get interpretations based on in-depth research of the home's history and architecture, including discussions of the original occupants' lifestyles. You can, as it says here on the website, experience the extraordinary mix of famed architectural styles lining the streets of Oak Park and share in a fun-filled day with visitors from around the world, because they do come from around the world to see these buildings. I have in my hot little hands 4, count them, 4. Of those tickets that are valued at, are you ready for this? $100 each.
Each?
Each.
Each.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And it's Christy, too hot for me to handle.
And Christy Weber is?
Christy Weber. Wait.
Wow.
Christy Weber.
We love Christy
Weber.
We
love Christy
Weber.
I'm
going over there this week.
I would say go to the Farm and Garden Center and walk in the door and say, Christy, you are awesome. And we're going to give those away today. But as usual, you know, even when we give away my stuff, like the books in my, the extra books in my book box behind me. I make people work for them. I'm totally making you work for these tickets today. And I'm not doing it yet. Okay. Later this hour, we'll give away 2 each hour. So we're going to give 2 and 2. And please do not enter the contest if you are not interested in going to the walk, especially at the, what these tickets cost.
No way.
That would be just rude. Okay. So we will give those away later in the program. Stand by when I give the word, and I'll ask a very difficult question and make people answer it. It won't be that difficult. It'll be, you know, something you can figure out. I got a couple. In fact, I still have the list of questions that we had from several weeks ago. So we'll probably get one of those out. Today on the program, we are going to save a strawberry. At least that's what we're trying to do. This is pretty cool. And we're going to get Leah on in just a second. Rob, looks like Rob's working on it even as we speak. Leah Gauthier, who is an artist who lives and works in Bloomington, Indiana, and her work explores food, growing, eating, cooking, preserving scent and memory, food as sculptural material, otherwise known as playing with the food on your plate, history of food and agriculture, revival and protection of endangered food plants. That's what we're talking about today. The protection of an endangered food plant. This is something called the Marshall strawberry. And apparently, until the 60s, it was one of the most cultivated and prized strawberries in the world. As a matter of fact, no less a person than James Beard, the father of the American gourmet food industry, proclaimed it the tastiest berry ever. And then what happened? Well, we decided it doesn't ship well. And we stopped growing it, you know, because we want our strawberries to taste like cardboard. Otherwise, what's the point?
Because of shipping.
Yeah, and preservation, you know, that's
shelf life.
Yeah, shelf life. Yeah, because it starts to lose its flavor immediately, you know. That's part of the deal when you grow strawberries. You pick them off the vine. If you ever picked a strawberry in the sun.
Oh, it's so good.
It's just unbelievable when all those juices are running, the sugars are coming up.
Strawberry farm.
Uh-huh. So we're going to. So Leah Gauthier, who is in Indiana and has worked hard, she'll tell you the story of the Marshall strawberry. And how she's hoping to try to save it. Okay, and I got a thumbs up from Rob. Are you okay in there, Rob? Rob's behind the glass today. We've put the blinders on him and strapped him to the yoke, and we're making him plow the fields.
Sano, the bus driver, just called in and says, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Hey, Sano, the bus driver. It's great to hear from Sano. So glad you're listening, Santo. And thank you for saying that to all the folks and the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And happy 400 parts per million day to everybody on the planet. See, that's the great thing about 400 parts per million day. It's not.
We all get to share.
We all get to share. And if anybody can go to sleep tonight, you're better than I am. Second hour. Well, I'm sorry. Before the second hour, Rick DeMaio is back. And we will find out whether we had frost last night, whether we're going to have it tonight. See, you guys, you got to listen to me when I say that the average frost-free date in this part of the country is May 15th. I'm not fooling around.
Yeah, but Pat Sketch gave us the all clear last week.
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh, dear. I didn't hear it because I was on the other end of the remote. I couldn't hear it. Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, he was wrong. Okay, what can I tell you? Because if you had tomatoes out last night, they probably took a little bit of a hit. And I'm not saying they even got frost on them, but the thing is, you get to a certain temperature and they sulk. You know, it gets too cold. Tomatoes start to sulk on you. All right, we'll ask Mr. DeMaio about that. Second hour, Nance Clem. Let's see. She's an ecological systems designer, landscaper, horticultural consultant, permaculture grower, in demand as a consultant, speaker, and teacher, respected internationally for her work on land politics and growing for fertility. Guess why she's on the show? Do you have any idea?
I know because I checked it out, but unbelievable. I can't. This is terrible.
This expert got a ticket for having, and I'm using air quotes here, weeds on her property in Chicago. What the heck is the matter with the city of Chicago, really? I guess we're going to find out in the second hour. And if there's anybody else out there who has had that issue, please call 773-763-9278 or write to me, mike@mikenovak.net. You can go to my Facebook page, go to the Mike Novak Show. You can go to Twitter. Mike Now is my handle, MikeNow. We would love to know if anybody else has had this problem because we already have a list of environmentalists. It's weird, isn't it? It's almost as if they're being targeted in the city of Chicago. Environmentalists? Funny thing, who have gotten ticketed for having weeds. These are people who know what a weed is and know what a weed isn't. And by the way, there's no such thing as a weed. Okay, I'm going to tell you that too. That they're just plants. You know, it's an arbitrary word we made up. And if some people say a weed is a plant that's out of place. All right, there you go. All right, kudzu I might say is a weed. Okay, there's a few that I would consider weeds. But I won't even go so far as say dandelion. And wow, has it been a good year for dandelions or what? Nutty.
Yeah, I'm growing a beautiful patch.
I know.
My front lawn.
Look, you're not the only one. Everybody's growing a beautiful patch. And if you got them, relax.
Cut them off, throw them down on the ground.
There you go.
I've taken some permaculture workshops. I am never going to look at a dandelion the same way again. They are wonderful soil regenerators.
Yep. Calcium. They put calcium in your soil for one thing, right? Did they tell you that? Because that's
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. You know what? They're rejuvenating your soil.
Is the key just to not let them flower?
No, let them flower. Let them flower. I'm picking up seeds. I'm throwing them all over my... You want dandelion wine, dandelion salads, but you want organic dandelions. So if you've got them on your neighbor's lawn and they're using chemical whatever, you don't want those. But pick up the seeds, throw them on your organic vegetable patch, and I'm going to have lots of dandelions.
Wow, this guy's gone. He's drunk the dandelion wine. Okay, Rob, I'm cool. I'm down with it. And it just, you know, it makes everybody relax a little bit. Okay, we need to get to Leah, which we're going to do in a second. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. And this is the final day of Bertolt Garden Center's Mother's Day weekend. Well, that's because today's Mother's Day. And if you haven't gotten something for Mom yet, what are you waiting for? Celebrate Mother's Day with a bouquet of flowers, a beautiful hanging basket, or something special from their gift shop. For instance, buy one hanging basket or planner and get the second for 50% off the marked price. Not only that, but all rose bushes are 20% off the marked price. And all gazing globes are 20% off marked price. And while you're in the gift shop, you might notice Berthold's unique gift baskets. Berthold's works closely with their customers to create artfully packaged gifts for their friends, families, and business associates, or mothers, of course. And you just might want to turn Mom loose in the garden center. You know, that's one way to do it. Just bring Mom over to Berthold's and say, have at it. And she can pick out some fabulous annuals, perennials, herbs, shrubs, or more for her own garden. In any case, get over to Berthold's Garden Center at 434 East Devon Avenue in Elk Grove Village, just west of O'Hare Airport. Look for the iconic windmill out front, or go to bertholdsgardencenter.com, B-E-R-T-H-O-L-D-S, gardencenter.com. And when you drop by, say Mike sent you. Say hi to Dr. Wally. We'll hear a tip from him in the next hour. Berthold's, get green, let's get growing.
Trying to weather the housing market? Consider replacing your windows and siding. Remodeling Magazine says they're some of the nation's most popular projects today.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling and energy needs. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. Scab and rust diseases are caused by fungi that invade crabapple, apple, hawthorn, common pear, and other ornamental plants in the rose family. And when you have a wet spring, you get a lot of that stuff. And we've had a wet spring. However, scab and rust rarely kill their hosts. If ornamental trees such as crab apples or hawthorns are severely infected by these diseases, though, the ornamental value of the plants may be lost. The fungi that cause scab and rust diseases attack new growth on the host plants, especially in early spring. Foliage, twigs, flowers, and fruit are susceptible to attack. Scab fungi overwinter on fallen leaves, fruit, and infected twigs, which is why cleanup is a big part of keeping your trees free from scab disease. You know, get those leaves and twigs off the ground in the fall so they don't release the spores in the spring. And those spores are released on cool, moist days in early spring when the host plants are beginning to leaf out. Rust fungi overwinter on alternate hosts such as junipers, you know, and that's the thing. This is, and if you don't understand it, it's kind of cool if it weren't a little bit destructive to your plants. They switch from plant to plant. It's like different parts of the different times of the life cycle of the fungi will be on the juniper and then it'll be on your crab. And the spore release for that coincides with early growth of the host plants. Cool, moist conditions favor heavy infections. Warm, dry conditions will reduce the extent of infections. Well, if you need help on controlling these diseases, contact the certified arborist at the Care of Trees. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220, 847-394-4220, The Care of Trees, a Davy company. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I publish the greenest magazine in Chicago. Natural Awakenings is packed with fresh information to help you lead a more healthful and sustainable life. Whether you practice yoga or work out, shop fair trade, are mindful of the food you eat and grow, or want a greener and more balanced life, Natural Awakenings is your go-to source for making informed decisions. In print or online, each month you'll find the latest news about what's healthy for our bodies, our families, and the earth, as well as a complete calendar of local events. And did I tell you that the magazine is free and available at locations across northern Chicagoland? Or find us online at nachicagonorth.com. If you're a green or wellness business in search of like-minded consumers, our readers are your potential customers. Call us today at 847-858-3697 to learn more. 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings Magazine. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
Organic goodies make your soil thrive, and Dr. Earth has them. From planting to harvest, start with Dr. Earth's probiotic planting mix. Add some tomato, vegetable, and herb fertilizer, and take down insects with Dr. Earth's all-organic fruit and vegetable insect spray. Doctor Your Earth with Dr. Earth, the root of organic integrity, sold only at local independent garden centers. Go to DrEarth.com to find a dealer near you and click on Where to Buy. And like them on Facebook at Dr. Earth Organic Products for all of their all-organic updates. You see, I thought in honor of the fact that we're not going to sleep nights anytime soon because of the 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we'd play Dream Police.
You know, I know you're joking. I have not been sleeping because of this. I am really upset. I cried. I thought I was going to throw up. I am really unbelievably
really?
Upset about
it, it
this.
Affected oh,
yeah.
you that much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have made a commitment. I am going to start talking on climate once a week.
I think this is a good thing. We do it once a week right here on the Mike Novak Show.
I am going to be doing my public talks. I'm going to start lining them up for libraries and posting them. And I am going to, people need to understand this is happening. And people just don't. No one knows. We're talking about 400, but so many people aren't. And they need to wake up. People don't get it.
I know. Okay. And the challenge I have today, can we have the pool started here in the studio?
Okay.
Be Depressed after this. Oh, I'm sorry. Meet Depressed on this show after this show.
They're
on
not gonna talk about it.
Yeah, right. I want to know if they, you know, the words 400 parts per million. Does it come up on Be Depressed? Meet Depressed today.
Right.
Right after this show. Okay. I got $10. It says it does not. It comes nowhere near. Now, at the same time, how many? Let's do a drinking pool. How many times the word Benghazi will come up in the program after
this
one?
Lit in the first 10 minutes.
I got to drive after the show.
Okay, see, that's the problem. Yep. That's the problem.
Yep.
People are not talking about this.
Well, we're making up news as opposed to paying attention to the news.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Actually real.
Benghazi is a made up story. All right, there's nothing to see, folks. Let's move on. It's made up, and it is sucking all the oxygen out of the room, while literally the carbon dioxide is sucking the oxygen out of the atmosphere.
There you go.
So there you go, or at least bumping it up.
Well, at least if we can distract the public by things that they think they should be paying attention to, then you know, corporate America that knows that they're making these problems can, you know, continue to perpetuate these evils on the planet. There you go.
By the way, the best tweet of the day so far is from the lovely Sarah Batka, who tweeted, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening this morning. Give her a big hug and buy her a lottery ticket because we got a big prize coming up, right? This on Wednesday, there's a big...
Yeah, $350 million.
Okay. When I get it, wow. When I win the $350 million, look out, folks. All right, let's go to the phones because Leah Gauthier, and it is Gauthier. Is that how you pronounce it, Leah?
Gauthier.
Okay, my apologies. Gauthier. Oh, wow, that's a bad connection. Talk to me again. Oh, no, this is not going to work. Call her back, Rob. Okay, we're going to try one more time because that I can tell right there. Until we get to her, let me tell you that one of the reasons you go to an independent garden center is to get information, the kind of information that you're just not going to get at a box store. That's why you need to head to Alsip Home and Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois, in St. John, Indiana. Now, we're at the time of year when you walk in there, you might be overwhelmed by the fabulous selection of annuals, perennials, roses, herbs, veggies, vines, shrubs, trees, statuary, and more in stock. Never fear. You're in the hands of experts at Alsip Home and Nursery. They'll walk you through all of those difficult decisions. Of course, you can always go to AlsipNursery.com for great advice, too, right there on the homepage. Click on the links like Plant Finder, Problem Solver, and Advice. That's sort of a dead giveaway. But why not come in person to one of their locations? St. John, Indiana, on Route 41, 4 miles south of Route 30, or in Frankfort, Illinois, on Route 45, just 2 miles south of I-80. If you do it today, well, for goodness sake, bring Mom and get her one of their legendary hanging planters. She'll love you for it. Alsip Nursery, Home and Nursery, at www.alsipnursery.com.
I'm Jennifer Brennan, the smart one.
And I'm Mike Novak, the pretty one.
We're the co-hosts of Dig In Chicago,
Chicago Television's only local gardening and cooking show.
And we're thrilled to be back for our second season, offering gardening tips and tours.
Plus, local chefs and local dishes.
Saturday mornings at 8:30.
And this year we're on the U2 channel, 26.2.
See you there. I've got to go check the soil temperatures.
Does this pancake make my face look fat?
We're just about ready. We'll give Leah a second shot in just a second. Mother's Day is a great day to get out and make your yard look lovely, and your mom's, too. Many gardeners even use Mother's Day as a plant-by date for warm-season crops, although, you know, we want to keep an eye. We'll talk to Rick DeMaio about that in a second. If you're working in the yard today and you see that your beds could use some fresh soil or that your yard could use a little more TLC, head on over to Lake Street Supply. They're Chicago's leader in locally sourced and organic soils, compost, and just about anything else that you need to beautify your little slice of urban paradise. From reclaimed hardwoods to drip irrigation systems, Lake Street Supply is also an authorized Unilock dealer. For the best selection in pavers and retaining walls, choose Unilock products. Unilock, designed to connect. Remember to say happy anniversary when you visit. And that's all you got to do. Walk into Lake Street Supply, say happy anniversary. You'll get 20% off through the month of May on any of Lake Street Supply's premium line of Fertrell organic fertilizers and soil amendments. Visit Fertrell.com, F-E-R-T-R-E-L-L.com for product descriptions. Go to LakeStreetSupply.com for hours and directions. Lake Street Supply, a thoughtful approach to landscape supply. Let's try the phone again. Now we're on line two. Leah, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, good morning.
Oh, that's much better. Much better.
Hey.
Sometimes you just, you know, you get that bad connection. And Leah Gauthier is an artist I mentioned before, who's on a mission. And your mission is to make people understand that there are more things, there's more to life than the food that is spoon-fed us to you, to coin a phrase, by Big Ag and in the supermarkets. And in particular, one kind of strawberry. And you've been trying to rescue something called the Marshall strawberry. Tell me a little bit about how did you discover the Marshall strawberry?
Well, about 7 years when I was in graduate school for art, I was doing a bunch of research on industrial agriculture. And I think I was inspired by The Omnivore's Dilemma. I just read that book and taken aback by what was revealed in Michael Pollan's story. And uncovered even more things that shocked me about our entire food system. And so I was, you know, going through some research and online, I saw that this Marshall strawberry was on Slow Food's top 10 most endangered food species list. And it has this wonderful story. It was founded in Marshfield, Massachusetts, just like a random find. And it grew really well there. Marshall Ewell found it in like the 1800s. And then it made its way to the West Coast, where it was grown fairly prolifically in Oregon and Washington until around the 1960s when, we started to ship foods. And the Marshall is truly a local strawberry because it's very juicy. You pretty much have to eat it where it's grown. You can't ship it thousands of miles to market. It's really delicious. James Beard, the father of American gastronomy, called it the tastiest strawberry in America.
Yeah. And that's everywhere you look on your site and in other people who've written about it. That's one of those lines that people like to glom onto. They say James Beard, okay, called it the tastiest berry he'd ever had. And yet, we can't get it anymore.
I know.
That's sort of America in a nutshell, isn't it? Is it, and the reason we can't get it is it doesn't fit into our plans somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't fit into, you know, industry. It's not a product that can ship. It's not a product. Something that can be robotically harvested. It was something that was grown widely, and it freezes really well, but it's just not something that, you know, can travel well. And so it was replaced by berries that, you know, could make the trip across the country to, you know, Boston, Chicago, et cetera, that maybe didn't, you know, aren't tasting so good, but they're in the grocery store, and that's what we have to choose from. And, you know, oh, so go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead. You just keep telling your story, because then you tracked it down, and it was there weren't many plants left. In fact, they were sort of holed up in Oregon, right, in Corvallis?
Yeah, they were at a germplasm repository, the USDA germplasm repository in Corvallis, Oregon. They were down to the last three known plants in existence.
Are you kidding?
Last three at that point. Three.
Wow.
And they were a single clone, but there were three plants. And the scientists were basically sending out runners to people who wanted to study them. And I was like, you know, I obviously cannot, you know, even fathom how I, as a one individual, can fix the entire agricultural system. But maybe I can make a difference on this one plant. So I asked them if they would possibly send me some runners, and they did, and they were really excited. I was in Boston at the time that it was going back home to Boston, and that they were going to be grown for food. I wanted to taste them. You know, I wanted to other people to taste them. And so from the plants that they sent me, three took root, and over the years, they've kind of traveled along with me, and now I have hundreds of them. And last fall, with an artist consultancy in New York, we released an edition of strawberries. So now the goal is that I don't have all of them, but, you know, other people can have them and grow them locally. Because part of it is, too, I want people to taste it for themselves. And also, I can't save the strawberry by myself, or I have to have other people helping me. And since the fall of last year, we've placed 200 plants around the country. People are growing them for themselves, and hopefully they'll be multiplying. And, you know, with any luck, in a few years, this strawberry won't be so rare anymore.
That's just a remarkable story. So you are the Johnny Appleseed. You are the let's see. You are the Leah Apple. You are the Leah Strawberry Pit Strawberry Seed. Who's taking the Marshall strawberry around. Now, are there any in the Chicago area right now?
Yes. So there's one person who has adopted a strawberry in the Chicago area. And
who's that? I want names. I want names. I want addresses. I want phone numbers.
There's a map on the website that actually has a strawberry icon for every place that just first name and last initial of people who have adopted Marshall strawberries. If people want to go take a look, they can see all of the places where Marshalls now reside.
How can more people get the plant?
I'm so glad you asked, Lisa.
You just basically go to www.marshallstrawberry.com, and the whole story of the strawberry is there. And there's also a place where you can purchase the berry and have a plant of your very own.
However, explain what they come in, and then I'll do my however.
They come in. I hand sew the little containers they come in. They're all numbered. With a little hand forged.
It's pretty cool.
Stamp.
That's lovely.
They get a certificate and of authenticity, and also a certificate of being part of this larger art piece.
What's the art piece connected to it?
Well, the art is, there's something called relational art, and so relational art is where an artist will put forth a set of conditions, and it takes the viewer to complete the piece. So for me, I can't save the strawberry by myself. I need other people. And so the other people helping me by adopting the strawberries and planting them there in their own gardens are helping, you know, all together as a team. We're reviving, this strawberry. So that's where the art lies, in our community. So
okay, and now for the however. I happen to know, I happen to know, because I've talked to Leah, and by the way, it's Leah Gauthier is on the phone with us right now from Bloomington, Indiana, and we're talking about the Marshall strawberry. And if you go to my website, MikeNovak.net, go to this week's show, there's a link, several links where you can find out about this. But I happen to know that Leah's going to be in the Chicago area in a week or so. And now, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but you kind of hinted at to me via our correspondence that you might be willing to cut people a break if, and schlep up a bunch of plants. Are you still? Is that still in the cards?
Absolutely. So the biggest cost of the plant is the overnight shipping, because it's a live plant, so it has to go overnight. And that's, for the most part, $35 to $40 just to ship. But because my family lives up in Munster, Indiana, and that's where I grew up, I'm coming for a visit next week, and I'm happy to bring plants up so folks can save that shipping charge if they let me know in advance that they want a plant.
And you're saying that the plants are pretty hardy, which is really kind of wonderful about the plant, because, you know, you expect something that tastes that good to be a plant that gives up the ghost easily, but they don't. And they also are pretty good at producing runners, so that if you have one plant, in the next few years, you're going to have many plants.
That's right. So the plant does not propagate genetically true from seed. So you can't really use the seeds, because strawberries cross-pollinate quite a bit.
Right.
So what they do is they throw these runners, and usually I get from each plant between 5 and 10 runner plants, little tiny baby plants per plant per season. So if they buy one next year, conceivably they could have, you know, 11 or maybe 20 if it goes crazy. You know, you just never know. So, but they're pretty prolific in terms of propagating themselves. So one will definitely bring you many if you keep it happy.
Now, Leah, I'm the rookie on the team, so what kind of growing conditions do I need so I know if my yard's going to be a good place for me to pop some strawberries?
Yeah, so you want some sun, definitely at least 6 hours. The plant doesn't, I mean, really what I found is it's strange, because I've grown it in Boston. I had it in New York on a balcony. Mine are all in pots here in Indiana. Like, so it can be grown in a pot, or it
Great.
Can be but five gallon. It's a fairly sizable plant. So 5 gallon plant holder or plant pot, or it can go right into the garden. And, you know, we had that crazy drought here in southern Indiana last year, and that really intense heat. And what saved me with the strawberries, I think, is that I had a partial shade. So during the day when it was really, really hot. So I think that, you know, just at least 6 hours worth of sun, maybe not in the dead heat of summer. Maybe they could be sort of covered a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't really like wet feet tremendously.
Right, good
so
drainage.
You want good drainage. You want to just sort of let things dry out a little bit before you water again.
Right.
And that's really it. I mean, here in Indiana, southern Indiana, we have that really crazy clay soil, too, and it just went wild in that clay soil. So it's not very fussy about where it is. It's just more of the you know, good drainage, fertilizer, nice sun, and that's really about it.
And there you go. Now, so what I'm telling folks is, and how many plants do you think you're going to be able to bring up from Bloomington?
Well, of the spring babies from last year, I have about 140 left, and people are still ordering from around the country for spring planting, so I never know from day to day how many I'll have, but I have plenty to bring up next week if people are interested, and, you know, I'm happy to find homes as quickly as possible for the whole lot.
We are interested.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The folks on this show are gardeners, Sarah is a master gardener coordinator for Chicago, and we both know a lot of community gardens here, some of which might be interested in this. But also, I know my garden centers, and I hope that my garden centers are listening, who are advertisers on the show and friends of the show. Wouldn't it be cool if some of the garden centers got a couple of these plants and started propagating them and then selling them at their garden centers. I mean, say we have the Marshall strawberry. I think it's just an awesome thing. So I'm trying to figure out, Leah, how do we set this up so people who are listening right now can get their hands on it? Because I think there will be a few orders based on what we're talking about on the show. Now,
sure.
Do you want them just to go to the shop page, or do you want to have them shoot me an email, or
something? They can definitely go to the shop page. I set up a button specifically for Chicago pickup. So there's a button that says local pickup Chicago. And if they just click that button, they can place their order, and then I'll make sure I have a plant ready for them when I come up next week.
All right. I'm right there on the shop page right now. Okay. I guess you got to go to the Marshall strawberry first. And is it true that you'll knock down the price? If they pick it up, it goes from $65 to $30?
That's right. And it should say that when you're on the shop page, if you hover over there's a couple of single plant options. And I think the very last single plant picture on that shop page says Chicago local pickup.
There it is. Yeah, it's the second row. It says Marshall Strawberry Plants, local pickup Chicago. You want to go to my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show. Did you find that link on my show page, Sarah? Because
I got it.
Sarah's going to put it on Twitter.
And it's on Facebook.
Lisa's putting it on Facebook right now. You better order quickly because they won't be there. I have to ask. Can right now on the air? Can Sarah and Lisa and I each order a plant?
Amazing.
Rob, you
what
want
about
one?
Me?
Okay, how about can we order four plants right here on the show for us? Leah?
Yeah, you guys are my heroes. Absolutely.
Yay.
Okay, well, expect some orders to come in. I think it's going to happen. Leah Gauthier, we'll be back. We'll talk more about this. I'm flat out of time. Good luck in Chicago with the Marshall strawberry. If you're a garden center or a grower of some kind and you heard this broadcast and you want to grow the Marshall strawberry, contact me. Or just go and get a hold of Leah. And one way or the other, we will get you in touch with, we'll get your hands on some of those Marshall strawberries. And after you come to town, we need to talk again, and you let me know how it goes, because I know that you're going to the Chicago Botanic Garden. They're interested in it, and we got to find some other places that are interested in growing this great strawberry, and so we can preserve it. So
and they truly are delicious. They really, really are very, very yummy. So that's the biggest piece of the whole thing.
All right. Well,
you get a real strawberry.
Yeah, you get a real strawberry. That's the most important part. So save four. I'm going to talk to you after the show at some point. And make sure that we get our order in, so because I'm greedy and I want to make it happen. But Leah Gauthier, thank you so much for being on the show, and you and I will talk again real soon.
I appreciate your time. Thanks so much, everybody.
Can't wait to meet you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's get it done. Roses aren't so sweet when they're crawling with pests, so save your buds with Bonide's Rose RX 3-in-1 concentrate. The organic concentrate contains the organic insecticide neem oil along with a miticide and fungicide. It attacks all life stages, eggs, larvae, and adults, knocking out aphids, mites, scale, whitefly, beetles, and leaf rollers. It also prevents and controls black spot, anthracnose, rust, scab, blights, and stops powdery mildew in as little as 24 hours. Bonide's Rose RX is good not only for roses, but all flowers, as well as fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, houseplants, trees, and shrubs. It may be used indoors and is easy on beneficial insects, and that's a key. Try Rose RX by Bonide. You can find it at these local retailers: Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines, Platt Hill Nursery in Bloomingdale and Carpentersville, Ebel's Ace Hardware in Homer Glen, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Be sure to download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for use on your iPhone or Droid.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM. Let's go to I'm sorry, caught you clearing your throat there, Rick.
Oh, that's okay. I'm always doing that.
I know. It's Sunday morning. It's early.
That's right. I was listening to the riveting conversation on the Marshall Strawberry. Is that the same one that helped Europe recover after World War II, Mike? I'm just wondering.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that is absolutely. Where okay. are we? Here we go. Thank you, Rick DeMaio.
Try the veal. It's still marinating.
Oh, dear.
How are you? Happy Mummy's Day.
Yeah, try the veal. We used organic ropes to tie up the calves. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, don't do that. Lisa, can I say Happy Mommy's Day to you, too?
Nope, not a mom, but I do have 10 nieces and nephews, so.
You're a mom.
So I guess I count if my sisters surrogately gave birth to my children.
There you go.
And Sarah?
Those are the best moms.
I know, no stretch marks for me. Woohoo.
Oh, my God. The show has gone south. Okay.
Mike has been south.
So, what happened? I mean, we're here. We are.
Oh my God!
Here we are. With did somebody get frost last night? That's what I want
to
know.
It's nice to have Mother's Day on April 13th or April 12th as opposed to May 12th. God, it's cold out there, Mike. I was up at a small town up in southern Wisconsin yesterday called Bristol, which is basically right on the Illinois
Wisconsin
state line. Yeah, beautiful little town. I was up there, for the afternoon, and we actually had little bits of pea-sized hail coming out of these instability showers. And I happened to turn on my radar on my phone, and I'm looking at the stuff moving out of northern Wisconsin. We're actually getting lake effect snow showers all the way down in the Eagle River, Wisconsin, where the visibility was reduced to a half mile. And I'm saying to myself, okay, we've had enough. This is way late in the year to have lake effect snow showers. And typically this time of the year, to get lake effect instability snow showers, you usually need the lake to be warm. And the lake is actually about 8 degrees colder in the surface of the middle of the lake compared to last year, and close to 15 degrees colder along the shoreline. This has been an incredibly cold air mass. But to answer your question, Mike, no one got frost last night. It was basically too windy. But we are under frost advisory tonight, and it's going to be a short one, generally about 5 to 6 hours from 1 a.m. to about 7 a.m. But we may take a run at the record, which is 34 degrees set back in 1996, mainly due to the fact that the wind's going to lighten up later on tonight. So anybody who did any kind of planting has some tender vegetation, some tender flowers that's, in pots on their backyard decks in exposed areas, you may want to bring them inside if you want them to last, through the rest of the spring. But as quickly as we cool down, as quickly as we warm up. So it's been a very, very unusual spring, to say the least, Mike.
Yeah, and that's a really good warning. We talked a little earlier on the show, especially if you got, if you got tomatoes and you thought that they were all ready to go, cover them, they will start to sulk on you if,
I heard a couple of people tell me, I planted my tomatoes because it got real warm last week. I'm like, I don't know, with this pattern the way it's been, they go, but it was 85 degrees. I'm like, I just don't think that was the right thing to do. And sure enough, we had this you know, blast of cold air coming. You know, it's amazing. Like, normal high is 69. We made it up to 60 yesterday, but I think that was for about 5 minutes. And then it really cooled down.
Yeah.
We'll be lucky to get above 55 today, but after a night where we'll see temperatures drop into the low 30s, the normal high is 47. We're right back up into the 60s tomorrow, and then, believe it or not, the mid-80s for Tuesday and Wednesday. And it's been that kind of an up and down spring. But one thing that we have counted on and have received is an abundant amount of rainfall. You know, up until this time last year, from May 1st through actually from March 1st to about May 10th, we had only 3 inches of rain. This time, the same period for this year, we're up to almost a foot. That's an amazing amount of extra water that's in the ground. So while the grass looks about as green as I've ever seen it, and the trees are obviously blooming out like crazy, I know a lot of people have been complaining about their allergies. The allergy count has been through the roof over the last week or two. It still looks like that the farmers are going to be able to get all their crops in, and I think everybody's going to have what I perceive to be a banner year for flowers as long as we get past tonight, which is going to be a very, very brief cool down.
So
from a frost perspective.
Okay, so once we get past tonight, you think that that's going to be the end of it, or is it possible that we could get another blast at some time?
No, the pattern definitely changes, and I sent you a couple of maps yesterday. It'd be probably a great idea.
You also sent me a picture of a mummy, okay? So
happy Mummy's Day.
Yeah, all right, I get it.
Oh, brother.
Didn't you get it now, 18 hours later? Yeah, that's okay. That's how I think my mummy feels 355 days out of the year, all wrapped up and tied in bandages.
You say the pattern's changing.
Yeah, the pattern is definitely changing, and this is one where we definitely see something in the more in the way of mild weather, moderate, you know, winds coming out of the west as opposed to these brutally cold winds coming out of the northeast. And that's one of the reasons why we were so cold both on Friday this week and Friday of last week, is that lake water temperature still only 40 degrees at the southern lake buoy and still only 37 in the north. So you get that cold, moist air mass, and it's hard to get above 50 degrees, and that's what we did. So in the last minute that we have here, bottom line, frost advisory tonight, 1 a.m. to about 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, overnight lows probably getting down to a record low of 34. Many locations, I really think, even here in the city, Mike, we can see some frost in some areas. Not a killing frost, but definitely something that could be worrisome. Then low to mid-60s tomorrow, low to mid-80s Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday.
Wow.
And everything now looks like to be back into the mid-70s, which is normal for this time of the year, and probably very active from a standpoint of wet weather. So we can actually get back into a wetter pattern here as quickly as Wednesday and Thursday and stay that way for the next 3 weeks.
All right, we are out of time, dude. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, a Davey company. Their business is people and their love for trees. And by Alsip Home and Nursery, offering the best of every season since 1969. And by Recycled Granite, featuring eco-friendly split stone veneers and handmade products by individuals with disabilities. Go to recycledgranite.com. And by Bertold's Floral Gift and Garden Center. Get green, let's get growing. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
You got that right.
I love it when it times out and I had really nothing to do with it. Okay, you got that right. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Welcome to the second hour. Lots going on here. Way too much for us to handle, but we do our best. We pedal as fast as we can. I'm going to get to Nance, and I got to ask. Nance, you write Nancy, but everybody calls you Nance. What do you prefer?
No, everybody actually calls me Nancy. The only person who calls me Nance is my kid brother.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, that's not true. I know.
Yeah, but they,
I know
they don't do it right. They don't do it right. And I prefer be calling Nancy because that is my name.
Well, see, now that's good. That's good to know, because everybody I know, not everybody, but the people I know call you Nance. But Nancy is fine with me. Okay. All right. I'm just.
That's the problem with seeing your name in print.
I know.
Pronounced.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me see what I did on. Okay. Kathleen, if you're watching, let's change the website. Let's make it Nancy immediately. All the references on the website. We will have that fixed. That's why, you know.
Well, I mean, my name is spelled with an E, but
But it's pronounced Nancy.
That's right. That's the confusion.
Well, see, never mind. Leave it. Leave it. It's Nancy with an E. Yeah. Well, why didn't you say so? Okay. Okay. Nancy is here. I'm really confused now. And we'll talk to her in a second, but there's a couple of things that I wanted to get to first. First of all, Ron Cowgill texted me. He said he wants one of those strawberry plants too. And
should I just place an order on her website for like six of us?
The other question I had from people that I'm getting on Facebook and other places is
how does he do the pickup?
Where's the pickup going to be?
I texted Leah to find out that information. If not, I can step out of studio and call her so that we can give people the answer.
Or Rob could call her. He's in the famous glass booth. He should be the one to do that.
All right.
Stop eating, Rob.
We want six of them?
No, we want to know can pick up. How will the pickup happen?
For the Marshall strawberry.
Okay.
We want to know.
Okay, I'm on it.
Yeah, really. You got some Eggs Benedict in there? Are you going to share with the class? That's what I want to know.
No.
Thank you. No, ask her where she's planning to do the drop-off. I know she's meeting with the Chicago Botanic Garden folks, but I imagine that there can be something, some other area. And we're trying to find that out so people know whether they can get involved in picking up the Marshall strawberry. So, there you go. What else was there? There was something else, and I can't remember what it was, but that's...
What about our first pair of tickets?
Oh,
We said the 9 o'clock hour.
That was it.
Yeah, let's announce that as soon as you've got me on the phone talking to someone else.
Okay. As soon as Rob is done with the phone, and I want you to raise your hand and let me know, we're going to give away our first pair of tickets for those of you listening in the first hour. That was it. See, I'm highly distractible. As we know, I'm going to start with two tickets for the 39th annual Wright Plus, an internationally renowned architectural house walk featuring rare interior tours of nine homes, private homes. That's the key. Nine private homes designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And that's next Saturday. Just so you know, I don't think I said that before. It's next Saturday. And it takes a while. If you go to the FAQ on the page, and I have done that, it's gowright.org, gowright.org. And one of the things I found out about it is it says you should allow all day for the tour. And it's the 18th, next Saturday. So if you can't spend your Saturday walking through Frank Lloyd Wright homes all day long, don't take the tickets. Leave them with somebody who's really going to do that. It says the buildings are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You may need to wait in line to view some buildings. And it gets you entry to eight private homes, three public buildings. The homes are open only on Saturday, May 18th, but the ticket will allow entry to three public buildings, the Frank Lloyd Wright Home and Studio, Unity Temple, and the Roby House during Wright Plus weekend or any regular public tour through December 31st of this year. So you can get to the public buildings pretty much any time for the rest of the year. But if you want to see the private homes, you are going to have to do it next Saturday. And if you want more of that information, go to, as I said, gowright.org. And again, I want to thank Christy Weber Landscapes, who graciously allowed me to have these four tickets to give away. And when Rob's got the information, we'll start the contest. And I'm going to make you answer questions. It's not easy. You know me. In the studio is Nancy with an E. Clem, how are you, Nancy?
Good.
I'm not surprised that people are confused at that. You might have heard earlier in the show, I mentioned that Nancy is an ecological systems designer, landscaper, horticultural consultant, permaculture grower. Have you guys met by the way? You must be acquainted.
No, we haven't, but I'm really excited. So thank you for coming.
Sure.
Sarah Batka is the Chicago Master Gardeners Coordinator. And one of the... Yeah, it'd be nice to have headsets, wouldn't it? There we go. And Nancy has done all these things. She has all these accomplishments, and she's got one accomplishment that I don't have. I haven't gotten a ticket yet, and I say yet.
That's right.
From the city of Chicago, because the way I figure it, eventually, every homeowner in the city of Chicago who does not have a lawn only will eventually get a ticket. It seems to be going that way. It's a disturbing trend. I started talking about this at the beginning of the year when I had Kathy Cummings on the show. And Kathy is, you know, I have people write to me occasionally and say, how's that going? How's that going? What's going on with Kathy, who got fined for having weeds? And anytime you hear the word weeds in this conversation, unless I say otherwise, it's in air quotes. Okay, because what Kathy had in her yard were native plants, our native plants. She still has them. And she won the Mayor's Landscape Awards program in 2004 for the most naturalized city garden. And then, of course, in 2012, got a ticket for $640. $640 because those plants were too high. And then I began to find out. After I had her on the show, I began to find out that other people had gotten tickets as well. And what was really disturbing about this is that a number of them are environmentalists, high-profile people. It's almost as if they have targets on their backs. Ken Dunn with the Resource Center got a ticket. Ben Helfand from Neighborspace. You didn't know Ben got a ticket?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, these are people who are doing good stuff for the city, who are encouraging the use of natives, who are working to create community gardens. Then Nancy got a ticket. You heard the list of her accomplishments. I found out that there's another guy, and I'm going to talk to him probably in the future. I just found out this week there's a fellow in the First Ward who got a ticket, one of these $640 tickets. And I called him yesterday, and we chatted for a while. And he doesn't want to come on the air yet because he hasn't even seen the photos of what he's being accused of having. But he's got planters that he was growing vegetables in. And he got a ticket. What the heck? So he's waiting to see what happens with that. He's got a business. He's got, I think it's a warehouse area. And he, about 5 years ago, he said he spent about $5,000 buying planters and putting them in so he could grow vegetables outside his business, whatever it is. And then past week, he gets a ticket for weeds. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second. What did you have in there? You know, he says, not much, you know, vegetables. So that's why I'm saying that I may be the only person who doesn't have it. And Nancy, I got to tell you, they could. In fact, I'm going to issue. Hey, Streets and Sand, if you're listening, by the way, I talked to Streets and Sand, and I said, please, would you come on my show? Well, they said they're really busy this week. Okay, so that's fine. So basically, my offer stands. Any Sunday you want to be on my radio program, Streets and Sand, pick somebody to come in and talk to us about this, because it's Streets and Sand that's issuing the tickets. Did you get your ticket from Streets and Sand?
Yeah.
Okay. So Streets and Sand is the department that's issuing the tickets. And my feeling is, come and get me. Really. Come and get me.
Really? You're going to invite that?
Well, if they do it.
I'm with Mike. I would be all over it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's pick a fight.
I feel like it's a losing battle.
But what they want you to think. Right. They want you to give up. Okay,
relinquish all power to the almighty ticket
maker. If you looked at I was kind of hoping they would come this week and ticket my yard because the plants are over 10 inches, but they're all in bloom. You'd have to be an idiot to ticket somebody who's got a yard that looks as nice as mine has for the last 3 weeks.
Well, I think they are idiots.
Well,
yeah, but if you look at the statistics that you posted on your face on your website, Mike Novak.
I know. I was just getting to that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's shocking.
It is shocking.
And it's clear what the agenda is here.
It's very clear what the agenda is. And Nancy, we are going to get to you in a second because I know you have a few things to say about this. But Kathy Cummings, who got her ticket last year in October and has been fighting it. And by the way, her hearing is next week. She has appealed it. She's one of the few people. Most people just pay the fine and move on. That's why I say bring it to me and you know, not only will I not pay the fine, I won't pay the appeal. Put me in jail. Go ahead. For having plants in my for having flowering plants in my front yard. Really. That's a winning strategy, if you ask me, in the city of Chicago. Kathy Cummings has been on top of it. I mean, she's gotten a group together. They meet. They talk about this. Apparently, she's got a lawyer. And she has been FOIA-ing the city. If you don't know what that means, it means Freedom of Information Act. And you are allowed to write to the city and say, I want this information. Please send it. And by law, they have to send you information. Now, sometimes it takes a while and sometimes departments stall and that can happen. But she wrote to find out about the number of tickets issued by the city of Chicago in the last few years for weeds. 2008, there were 4,779 violations filed. That's 2008. 2009, 5,522. 2010, now, this is when it starts to get interesting. 2010, there were 10,798. So basically between 2009 and 2010, it doubled the number of fines for Municipal Code Section 7-28-12A. 120A, sorry, in case you want to look it up. 2011, there were 11,000 violations. 2012, 11,000 violations. But here's the interesting point. Through January 31st of this year, there were 1,659 violations filed. That's in January.
In the winter.
How do you tell if you got weeds in the winter or whatever the plants are? I don't know. That's interesting. But for all of 2012, there were 11,104. For January of this year alone, there were 1,659. If you extrapolate, they're on a course to have 20,000 weed tickets issued in 2013, which would be 79% increase over last year. Now, a couple of interesting things about this. One is that it started on, I'd love to blame Rahm, but it's not Rahm. It's just part of the problem. It started under Richie Daley. And you can tell why. You look at, it was after 2008. The city had no money. Let's issue some tickets. So let's bump that up. The problem is that the baby's being thrown out with the bathwater. You have people like Nancy. You have people like Ben Helfand. You have people like Ken Dunn, like Kathy Cummings. They're just lumped in there. And it's like, deal with it. You know, it doesn't matter that you actually know what you're doing and you're actually paying attention. You're going to be just thrown in with the rest of them there. And so they're on pace to have, and maybe it's to make up for the really bad parking deal that they had.
My guess is that there is a conversation about any revenue stream possible, go get it.
Yeah, it's probably what it is. So that's my introduction. Nancy Clem is in here in the studio.
Took us 17 minutes to introduce her.
I know. Oh, and we got to do our contest, too. Let's talk to Nancy first, and then we'll give away a couple of tickets. That's what we call a tease. Nancy, welcome. You're interesting because you don't have the same situation that Kathy Cummings had. Kathy planted basically all natives. And by the way, if you want to see the photos of Nancy Clem's parkway that she got ticketed for, take a look at it. It's on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show. I wish I had neighbors on my block that had those kinds of plantings, that had that kind of planting. In my block, we got beat up turf and garbage that people don't pick up. Why don't we just ticket people for the garbage in front on their parkway? That would make more sense to me.
Yeah.
But you don't have all natives. What have you got in your parkway?
Well, I want to say that I have woody plants. Those are trees and shrubs. I don't have herbaceous perennials in my parkway, which is by nature, trees and shrubs are going to be over 10 inches. And none of my trees or shrubs are weeds. They're either native or they're very common landscaping plants.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you're a landscaper. And it happens to me, too. We talked about this off air, that we get plants and we don't want to kill them. We don't have place to give them away. So sometimes we throw them in the ground and we see how they're going to do in that situation. And you also, as you said, have some natives. For instance, you have a bur oak.
Yeah, I advocated to getting three bur oak planted on my block in Little Village. And one of them is in my parkway and the other ones are across the street. I also have a butternut, very rare tree, and in my parkway. Mm-hmm. I have hazelnuts. I have aronia. So I have
the point being that you know what your plants are.
Yeah. In fact, I have to tell you, I actually brought in real weeds that are not at this radio station's lot, but just actually across the street from this radio station. They're all over 10 inches. They're all, they are all weeds. I picked a little bouquet on my way in.
Oh, really? Have you got
yeah.
it here?
Yeah, I
Let
did.
Me see this.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so you picked this from a lot across the street.
Yep.
Where's our cameras, folks? We need to, and we should be.
My new fancy phone.
This is a quick grab.
And I see an elm in there.
Yeah, Siberian elm.
Siberian elm. And I see a dandelion. And I see, what's the one at the top?
Shepherd's purse.
Shepherd's purse.
There's a common.
Oh, do it with Nance
golden,
in the shot,
goldenrod.
Too. Hold it up to.
There's nightshade.
Oh, we got some nightshade. That is a beautiful picture. Oh, that's just wonderful. We're going to post that. Fire that off to
Facebook.
Yeah, fire that off and put that on Facebook. And this is just, so the point being that if they wanted, they could ticket almost every lot
in the
city.
Yeah, actually, just walking to my car this morning, I realized that almost everybody is growing weeds in profusion right now, over 10 inches. Mm-hmm. I feel like it looks great. It's actually showing greenery. It's providing some, in cases of dandelions, there's some pollination value on those. And but everybody's under violation. And if you really want to hit somebody, you're going to have to hire people onto your force to start ticketing.
Well, I we could save the city, I suppose. Maybe that's the idea. This is how we save the city by taxing, putting it on the backs of the little people. People who have enough problems with their taxes on their property.
Right.
And
so $640 times 12,000, even of last year's, is a heck of a lot of revenue.
And maybe 20,000 this year.
Yeah. And, the thing I want to point out about the investment in our parkways. I've designed so many parkways in the city of Chicago and as well as my own. And if anybody's doing any work in their parkway is investing in plant material on property that they're supposed to take care of, but it doesn't legally belong to them. It's really a gift to the city. And those parkways are the ones that are remediating salt on our sidewalks. Mm-hmm. They're remediating stormwater that's going into our sewers. So they're really, really important spaces. They're very much public spaces. So anybody who's planting that up with flowers or trees or shrubs is really doing the city a favor on not just on, just for how pleasant it is to walk past on the sidewalk and see something like that, but also in terms of mitigating our stormwater.
That's a really important point, that when you have plants like that, you have natives, even non-natives can mitigate stormwater mm-hmm. runoff.
Yeah.
In my yard, in yours, in our parkways, they absorb that stuff. It comes down and it doesn't go whooshing off like it does on that hard pan on mm-hmm. the parkways next to mine where nobody cares what's mm-hmm. there. But
trees, shrubs, and native plants, particularly grasses, are really, really good at breaking up soil compaction and in cases of some plants, like locking up some of that contamination, desalinating our soils, and just adding organic matter because they self-mulch. They're building soils, they're creating habitat, and in my case, there's also edible medicinal plants. So, it's pretty amazing what just planting a few trees and shrubs in your parkway can do for stormwater mitigation, for soil building, for our native pollinators, and just for our pleasure of walking down the sidewalk.
So your experience was a little disconcerting
yes.
to you because you – how is it you found out about this ticket? Did it just show up in the mail one day?
Yeah, it showed up in the mail 5 months after the fact.
5 months after
yeah,
the fact.
That's how long it usually takes.
That's the other thing. This guy who had the vegetables mm-hmm. got it a year after the fact, and he's trying to figure out, because it was a May ticket, mm-hmm. whether somebody accidentally wrote 2012 on the ticket rather than 2013. And my feeling is, well, if that's the case, then you're off the hook, because if they write the wrong date, you just go in and say this is the wrong date. Mm-hmm. But if somebody actually wrote it a year ago and he got it now, what's the point of that? It's, you right. know.
I mean, I think what's so hard about this is that they used to write tickets and issue a warning, and you'd have 48 hours to kind of correct, self-correct. You'd also be able to talk to the person that issued the ticket and talk to the office and be able to do something about it. Now they're just shooting it with their cell phones and clicking a button and sending it in.
I mean, that's an important point.
It's a really important point.
It's drive-by enforcement. Somebody from Streets and Sand with a cell phone says, oh, okay, clicks it. Mm-hmm. And then you get these pictures and you go into court with them and they're hard to see.
You can't even see them.
And they're black and white sometimes. And
they're black and white.
Yeah. And
they're at a distance.
And the judges, the administrative judges, and, you know, I don't want to pick on the administrative judges, but I have to because all they care about is what the prosecuting people mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. They're not interested in discussion. They're not interested in understanding anything. They're not interested in knowledge, nor is the department, apparently, of Streets and Sand. Although, I have invited them on the show. They're welcome to be here, and we'll talk about this. I want to know how this is done. But you got a cell phone picture of your yard, and you said in the old days they might be able to do remediation if you had 48 hours or whatever, but you'd have had to chop down your trees and shrubs.
Well, and yeah,
you wouldn't have done it, would you?
No, but in this case, when I was in the courtroom you go in and the prosecuting attorney, who just takes every single case that comes into that room, looks at some images. It's the first time he's seen them, and he looks at them for a minute and he goes, I have a case against you. And I said, you do? And so, I mean, I didn't see any weeds in the picture. So then we went into the courtroom and I asked them to show me where the weeds were in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kept repeating the law to me. So I was like, if there's a hippo.
And what was she repeating?
Just
10 inches?
Yeah. Vegetation over 10 inches. You know, I was like, well, they're trees and shrubs.
What do you expect?
What do you expect?
Yeah.
That's inside of my front yard. That's boxwood. That's yew. That's autumn clematis. You know, what are we really looking at? So, but in the parkway, there are these plants. And I was told that my plant list was irrelevant. The fact that I was a ecological landscaper for 15 years in the city was irrelevant. Trained horticulturist. I mean, it was just, I'm actually a professional forager too. I actually know my weeds
mm-hmm.
really well because I eat them. And mm-hmm. so it was just, everything was irrelevant. So when I was told that there's a weed in the parkway, I want to know where it is so I can remove it.
Yeah.
Because
the irony is that you're actually removing the weeds and leaving the plants you want. And you do this on purpose.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
My blood is boiling. This seems to me...
It should be. You should
the
be.
The whole show since 400 and all the way to now. So this seems to me that something that should be a class action lawsuit against the city of Chicago for violation of property rights. I mean, as a homeowner...
Well, except the parkway, you do not own the parkway.
Well, no, but she is an expert, and she has been told... I mean, she was completely ignored in the court when she asked to identify what the problem is. They wouldn't do it. So if I were to compare this to common crime, and I was either ticketed for parking violation, or let's say I was ticketed for, I don't know, stealing, and I said, show me what I stole. And they could not tell me what I stole, then I would not be able to be prosecuted. I mean, to be able to go in and say, tell me what is the violation? What is the weed? Identify the problem. And when they can't do it, why are they still able to ticket you and fine you and charge you money?
Because they look at the numbers. They look at 10 inches. They don't
care.
Well,
I have prairie grass in my yard, and that is up to my shoulder. I have some kind of grass. I don't know. You can tell me. You're the expert.
Well, they say
there's some kind of grass up growing against
the law states that average 10-inch height. Now, I'd like to know how they measure average. And they don't have any real – there's no logic behind the law. There's no science. Okay, there's no science. Let's put it that way. There's no science. It's about – cleanliness and neatness. It's about the neatness freaks. And, you know, it dates back to those days when you could throw garbage in the streets and whatever you had, and people you needed to clean up your urban area. It's now a law that has outlived its usefulness, you know, kind of like the Second Amendment has outlived its usefulness and needs to be repealed. But in this case, the weed law needs to be repealed. Or amended, and there are people who are doing it all over the country. The Lady Bird Johnson Center has a model legislation or ordinance for this. And Wisconsin, there's places where they have done this, and it's all about paying attention and to knowing what you're dealing with. I mean, the problem is here is that the city is doesn't really know what the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Because the city has its own Chicago Sustainable Backyards program, which is run through the Center for Neighborhood Technology, and they encourage you to grow natives. Well, I can guarantee that their list of natives is not 10 inches or shorter. Okay, I can guarantee it. So how do you justify both? It doesn't you know, it's contradictory. So in that way, the law is arbitrary. And capricious, as they say in legalese, arbitrary and capricious.
Well, I posted those numbers, the violation sightings from the Freedom of Information Act on my page. And Scott Wagsbeck, if you're listening, I tagged you.
Good.
Hello, Scott.
Well,
good morning. I think you're the guy to help us fix this.
Alderman Scott Wagsbeck. There's another alderman that is being talked to now about this. And a lot of them don't even know this is going on. Here's the problem. In 2011, City Council unanimously voted 49-0 to approve increasing the amount property owners could be ticketed for weed violations. It went from, I don't know, $100-something to $640.
And my guess from the amount of lobbying and
unanimous,
the amount of time that I spent in Springfield and everywhere else, you know, I think a lot of time legislators see things on paper and they may not necessarily understand the issue. So if they think a weed is a weed, they may think that they were doing the right thing. If they were properly educated that, you know, some of the biggest gardeners and well-known horticulturalists and environmentalists in the city were getting ticketed for native plants, for doing the right gardening, maybe they just don't know that bill was actually
Well, they
harmful.
Don't. I mean, it's clear that they don't know that the ignorance is
rampant.
Well,
some may, and they're just
they don't.
Raising
okay.
money.
Tell me, point out the ones that know what's going on. Point out the administrative judge. Please point out the streets and sand people. Please point out the aldermen who actually understand what's going on. And I'd love to talk to them and see if we can get the word spread. Okay, we're way, way, way behind.
Way over time.
Okay, here we're going to do a contest. Nancy, stick around. And by the way, if anybody's had an issue with the weeds and they've gotten one of those tickets, 773-763-9278. But it's probably just the environmentalists I know, so it may not be. Actually, there's a lot. It looks like we might have 20,000 of you in the city this year alone. All right, here's a question for two tickets to go to the right tour. And I want to have the right plus. The Right Plus house tour in Oak Park next Saturday. And I'm looking, sorry, I'm stumbling because I'm looking for my information here. There's an article I had, and I wanted to start with, because one of the things we were talking about is saving the Marshall strawberry earlier. And this is about products and biodiversity and how we're treating biodiversity on the planet. Okay, in terms of major crops in the world, and I'm talking the foodstuffs that feed people in general, you know, wheat, potatoes, et cetera, that kind of thing, there's only one major crop that originated in North America. The other crops come from other places in the world, and I'm talking North America, okay? One major crop in North America. What's that crop? For two tickets for worth $100.
So name the major crop.
The only major crop originating in North America, a major food crop.
Okay.
Okay, that originates in North America.
And first caller to Rob?
773-763-9278. Rob, I got to get you the answer. You might want to hang up. So when I play this, you and I will talk, and you can have the answer, okay? 773-763-9278. $200 tickets to the Right House Tour next. I keep calling it the wrong thing, but I can't. They don't on the website. I need them to have it like right in front. If you don't put stuff right in front of my face, I have no idea what I'm talking about. The Right Plus House Walk. Thank you. That's why you're in the studio. All right. 773-763-9278. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I publish the greenest magazine in Chicago. Natural Awakenings is packed with fresh information to help you lead a more healthful and sustainable life. Whether you practice yoga or work out, shop fair trade, are mindful of the food you eat and grow, or want a greener and more balanced life, Natural Awakenings is your go-to source for making informed decisions. In print or online, each month you'll find the latest news about what's healthy for our bodies, our families, and the earth, as well as a complete calendar of local events. And did I tell you that the magazine is free and available at locations across northern Chicagoland? Or find us online at nachicagonorth.com. If you're a green or wellness business in search of like-minded consumers, our readers are your potential customers. Call us today at 847-858-3697 to learn more. 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings Magazine. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
And then your announcer says, your announcer is here. He is. It's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week. Wally isn't a real doctor, but don't ever, ever say that in front of his face. I'm just saying. The Tip of the Week from Bertolt's Garden Center. If you're going to be putting vegetables in your garden this year, do yourself a favor. Also plant flowers that attract bees and pollinators. That'll help out your veggies. Pollinators are nearly as important as sunlight, soil, and water. Add them to the big list, you know, of things you need for your plants, for your veggies. And they are responsible for the reproductive success of over 75% of the world's flowering plants. Choose a variety of colors and shapes that will attract a variety of pollinators. Choose plants that flower at different times, providing nectar and pollen sources throughout the growing season. And plant in clumps rather than single plants to better attract pollinators. You know how it is. Everybody wants to put one here, one there, one there. Put them together. It's easier for pollinators to find. Now, Dr. Wally likes catmint, Zebrina, Malva, and Bee Balm, to name a few. There's lots. There's lots out there. Of course, avoid chemical pesticides. And remember, healthy plants resist insect infestations. And go to BertoltsGardenCenter.com or stop in and talk to Dr. Wally. Go on in today on Mother's Day and say hi. Say Mike sent you. Go to BertoltsGardenCenter.com, B-E-R-T-H-O-L-S, I'm sorry, BERTHOLDS, gardencenter.com. Bertolt's Get Green, Let's Get Growing.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green safe for your kids and pets. Start by raising the mowing height of your lawn, if you haven't done so already. Taller grass is better able to compete with the weeds. Mow often, removing only one-third of the total height, and leave the clippings on the lawn. Consider using a push or electric mower. It's good for the waistline and the environment. Further improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems with proper fertilization. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn your lawn even in hot, dry weather. Plus, you don't need to water it in. And the non-staining iron helps maintain the deep green color even in the heat of summer. So join the professionals and home gardeners who've trusted Milorganite for over 80 years. Use Milorganite for better results naturally.
Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. You never know when a storm is going to upset your schedule or maybe your trees, which is why you should have the Care of Trees phone number handy when bad weather hits. There's no need to panic and really no need to call your brother-in-law with the chainsaw when your prized tree ends up flat on your front lawn or on your car, your garage, or your neighbor's tree. The Care of Trees has 24-hour emergency service, and they understand how dangerous it is to remove or prune storm-damaged trees. The Care of Trees will show up quickly, get the job done safely, and minimize further risk to your property and your loved ones. The Care of Trees shares your enthusiasm for the many ways trees enhance the quality of your life. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look at your trees. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220, The Care of Trees, a Davey company. Their business is people and their love for trees.
I'm Jennifer Brennan, the smart one.
And I'm Mike Novak, the pretty one.
We're the co-hosts of Dig In Chicago,
Chicago Television's only local gardening and cooking show.
And we're thrilled to be back for our second season offering gardening tips and tours.
Plus local chefs and local dishes.
Saturday mornings at 8:30.
And this year we're on the U2 channel, 26.2.
See you there. I've got to go check the soil temperatures.
Does this pancake make my face look fat?
Our phones are blowing up.
They are blowing up. Okay. We'll do some quick ones in a second. Dr. Earth Seaweed Concentrate is a powerful liquid fertilizer formulated to work fast any time of year, regardless of temperature. Nutrients are released quickly, yet continue to feed for several weeks. This ultra-premium concentrated formula is rich in kelp meal and humic acids to provide optimum levels of potassium and naturally occurring multi-minerals. And it's easy to use. Just mix with water and apply to the soil or foliage. Go to DrEarth.com to find an independent dealer near you. Connect with them on Facebook and Twitter for organic updates, DrEarth.com. Okay, we're going to take some of these phone calls. The question was, are you okay? Yeah, it's warm in here. It is really, really warm in this room. The question was, what is the major crop that, the only one that comes from North America? And I keep emphasizing that word, North America. So 773-763-9278. We got a bunch of phones. Let us go. Okay. Hold on. Let me try to find the. There we go. All right. We're going to start line one. We're just going to go down. Ed in Schaumburg, do you have the answer?
Good morning. Yes. I'm going to take a stab at onion.
Onion. Ooh, thank you for trying. That is not the right one. You can try again. All right, let's go. Do we have anybody in line two there, Rob? Oh, okay. Amtrak Tim is going to give it a go on line three. How you doing, Amtrak Tim?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. The crop is, the Indian word is maize. The English word is corn.
Okay, that's a really good guess. That's Central America. Not North.
Really?
Yeah, according to the UN. So I'm going by what they told me. And
oh, bummer. I wanted to go on that tour. Oh, well.
I know. Well, there'll be another contest. We're still doing it. Thanks for calling. All right, let us move to Steve. You're on the Mike Novak Show. What's your answer?
I said sweet corn.
Yeah, no, we just had the corn there. That is not the correct answer. You may try again. We've established that corn is a Central America crop. Let's go to Walter on line four. How you doing, Walter?
I'm doing fine. I think it's maple syrup.
One of the major food groups, that and cereal, I guess. That's not what we were looking for, Walter. And I love the guest, though, and I believe, Rich, you're going to say also something that's already been guessed, right?
Well, I'm going to change my guess now. I'm going to say soybeans.
Ooh, that's a good guess. It's not quite right because that is, let's see, soybeans was China.
Oh.
All right, but nice guess, and you may try again if you like. Let's go to Sherry. Your guess is...
Well, I was going to guess corn, too, but I'm obviously going to change that. How about sweet potatoes?
That's a really good guess, too. Let's see. Yams are Africa. So,
Africa.
Africa. So, nice try.
All right.
Okay. And let's go to Bob. Oh, Bob, I imagine you're changing your guess, too, right?
Yes, I am. I'll try potatoes. Regular potatoes.
No, that is...
No.
No, I believe potatoes are South America, right? Yeah, okay. Nancy is telling me South America for potatoes. Thanks. Try again. Let us go to... let's go to Santo, the bus driver. Santo.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. How about hemp?
Hemp?
A food crop?
I love the idea of hemp. I'd love to throw that in there. But no, that is not correct, Santo. I'm glad you called, though. And it's
It's
the best guess of the morning, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. Let's go to Joe on line one. Joe, your answer.
Yes, wheat.
No, wheat does not come from here. Let me find out. Wheat originated in the Near East. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
That was my guess too, Joe.
Let's go to Ed. Are you going to change your guess now?
I sure am. I'm going to try squash this time.
Squash?
Mm-hmm.
That is not correct. Squash, I don't know where that's from. I don't have that here.
I'm going to Google this.
That's Central America. I'm sorry. Sorry, was that? That's Central America too?
Yeah, Nancy? But there's squashes that also evolved in Africa, so it's kind of multiple
places.
Great.
All right. Let's take care of some more business, and we'll take some more phone calls. What is the crop that originated in North America that is, let me put it this way, it's high in protein, it's easy to grow.
Squirrels dig it.
All right, that's all we're going to say. That's a great one. That's a great one. Still planning. And by the way, speaking of Christy Weber, thank you for those wonderful tickets. We're glad that she is supplying them for the Right Plus House Walk. Are you still planning to pick up that dozen roses for your mom? Why not stop by Christy Weber Farm and Garden Center and buy her a whole rose bush? It'll bloom all summer. The gift that keeps on giving. Regular listeners to my show already know that Christy Weber Farm and Garden Center is hosting a garden artistry seminar on May 18th with Jennifer Dabbitt, Executive Director of the Lurie Garden in Millennium Park. Christy Weber Landscapes is also proud to announce that they're a sponsor of the Frank Lloyd Wright Wright Plus House Walk in Oak Park, Saturday, May 18th, featuring rare interior tours of several private homes and Wright landmarks. Christy Weber understands the charm and beauty of the city in a garden that we call Chicago, and she's been sharing that passion for 25 years. You might still catch her out there giving a personal tweak to a planting or even driving the skid steer. That's just the kind of dedication and care that Christy Weber Landscapes is known for. Visit their webpage at ChristyWeber.com and like them on Facebook to receive updates on specials. Christy Weber Landscapes, right in your own backyard.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Deer and rabbits can devour your hard work in just one night and then skip out on the bill. That's so rude. So save your vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and trees with Bonide's all-natural go-away deer and rabbit repellent. Go-away liquid is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations. It can be applied directly to the plants you want to protect, keeping animals from eating them up for up to 45 days. Apply go-away liquid directly to the vegetables and fruit for protection up to the day of harvest, and go-away granules can be used all around the garden to protect against marauding animal pests, and it's effective for up to 2 months. Look for go-away deer and rabbit repellent products at Knuper Nursery in Palatine, Illinois, Prosec Garden Center in Winfield, Illinois, Tholen's Garden Center in Bourbonnais and Kankakee, or visit Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E.com, to locate a retailer near you. Don't forget to download the free Bonide Problem Solver app to your iPhone or Droid. We're still trying to answer the question. And I think I'm going to go to line two and talk to Fran. Fran, what is your guess? Fran? 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 Are you there, Fran? Hello, Fran. Going once. Oh, this is just so sad. Okay, I'm going to put her back on hold and go to Stephen on line one. Stephen, what's your guess?
My guess is barley.
Barley, that's a good guess. That's, however, also Near East. But a really good guess. Okay, let's go to check with Fran. Would you? All right. Let's go to Nancy on line three. Nancy, your guess?
Cranberries.
That keeps your urinary tract in good shape, but that's not what we were looking for. Thank you for guessing. Let's go to Bruce on line five. Bruce, your guess? Bruce. All right. It sounds like he's in the same line with Fran. Let's go to Jeanette. Jeanette.
Hi. Well, you know, my first guess was pecans, but my husband said, no, it's amaranth.
No, that's not what we were thinking of. That's Central America, too, isn't it? Yeah, Nancy is.
The amaranth,
is not...
I thought so.
Yeah.
So pecans are Central America? North America.
I don't know. This is since there's only one, I don't know exactly where pecans coming from. But this is from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Okay. Well, good luck to someone. Thanks.
Okay.
Love your show. Bye.
Sure. Bye. Thank you for calling. And let's go to, is this Fran on line eight?
Hello. They can take these cell phones and put them where the sun don't shine.
It doesn't sound like Fran.
It is Fran. That's yes, as in Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
And what's your guess, Fran?
Sunflowers.
You are getting two tickets, dude. Sunflowers.
Yeah.
Great guess. I'm glad you were. How did you know that?
Oh, it's not a guess. I have them growing all over my prairie.
No. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to talk. Now, let's make sure I do this. I'm going to put you on hold. You talk to Rob, and he will get your address and phone number. The rest of you, we're going to move to question number two. I have put him on hold. There you go. So you can talk to him, Rob, and he will get two tickets to the thing. All right. I'm glad to have you in the studio, Nancy Clem, because you know all this stuff. It's just... I'm impressed by your knowledge of where foods come from. But that's kind of what you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know your plants. So I got to ask you real quick before we take care of this. What's your next step with the weed issue?
Well, I paid the ticket mostly because if you don't pay it within 5 days, it doubles, which is $1,300.
Oh, my God. 5 days? I thought you had like.
So it can take them 6 months to send it to you, but you got to pay in 5 days.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
that's
I also, I should say that the very next day after this ticket, I rode my bike around and I met all my streets and sand commissioners and talked to them in person. They seem to be pretty sympathetic, and there's a lot of native plantings outside of one particular office on off of Pershing Road. So they don't know what their ticket officers are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of a lot of communication. I should say that also that Center for Neighborhood Technology is trying to educate Streets and Sand on these things, but everybody knows that horticulture is a long study, and you can't just show some pictures and be able to identify things. So
yeah,
it's going to be a while for this to shift.
Yeah. Yeah, but we have to start, and that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
That's why I'm calling attention to this, and it will take a while, and even with people with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get a little chippy about it because I think it's outrageous, but that's what happens. You get a law that's in there that's not good, and then you have to sort of fight it. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say something else. I think that a lot of people think they're alone on this and they get embarrassed that they got it and they're scared of it. I ran into somebody in the courtroom that applied for an extension because she had two violations already at $1,300 and she couldn't manage facing it. So she got an extension and I ran into her outside the courthouse and she was like on the verge of crying. So, you know, this is really something that's happening to a lot of people. We all need to talk to each other, band together, and kind of keep the push on so we can make some sane changes in this ordinance.
Okay. Who do you remember the name, Rob?
No, I'm sorry. Once they're off hold, I don't have their info.
Okay. We're going on the honor system here. The person who called with the pecans answer apparently is correct because Kathleen at home did a little research on that. So I'm happy to give, and I forget, it was a woman, and her husband had said pecans. And, right? Am I right about this?
Yes, you are correct.
And I forgot her name. I want you to call back right now. And if you get back to me before the end of the show, I will get you those tickets. And I don't know how we prove this.
Four minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay.
Caria illinoisensis is the name of pecan. Illinoisensis.
There we go. That makes sense.
Species.
All right. All right. Listen, I'm having issues here. Are you having mom issues? Perhaps you forgot to pick up a gift and now you're really in hot water. Old Uncle Mike might be able to get you out of the doghouse. Just run to your computer, type in Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. No, sorry. ChicagolandGardening.com. Get mom a subscription. Then print up a piece of paper that says, Happy Mother's Day, and you're done. When mom starts receiving the magazine in her mailbox, she'll be able to read articles like the one in the current May-June issue that's called 10 Words to Know. Well, you might consider them 10 phrases or 10 concepts, but here they are. Hardy annual, biennial, herbaceous, evergreen, which brings us to deciduous. Yes, that's really the phrase. Deadheading, natural versus organic, about those pesticides, determinate / indeterminate, and Latin names. Whew. You do realize that while mom's head is buried in the magazine, you're going to be off the hook. Did I just say that? Well, some of you know what I'm talking about. Then there's my column on the inside back page. That'll keep her busy just trying to figure out what the heck I'm talking about. Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, get mom a subscription. Even after today, go to chicagolandgardening.com or call 888-265-3600.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
If you want to get mom out, you keep talking about moms here. It's important because it is Mother's Day. If you want to get mom out of the house to someplace special today, you should consider a field trip to Chicagoland South Side and Alsip Home and Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois, or St. John, Indiana. This might be the day to turn mom loose on their massive displays of annuals and perennials. hey, instead of trying to figure out what kind of flowers she might like, how about letting her pick them herself? She might want one of Allsup Home and Nursery's legendary hanging baskets. She can choose from an unmatched variety of sizes and nearly 100 different combinations to choose from. She might want a pre-made combination planter that is ready to be set on her porch or patio, or she can go to Allsup's potting station located within the greenhouse where they will help design and plant containers with her favorites and their top-of-the-line annual stock. There's lots to choose from at Allsup Home and Nursery in St. John, Indiana on Route 41, 4 miles south of Route 30, or in Frankfort, Illinois, on Route 45, just 2 miles south of I-80, go to allsupnursery.com. Excuse me. Real quick, Jeanette, you're back.
Yes, I am.
You just won yourself two tickets because we checked our facts, and what is it you said? It was
pecans.
Okay, pecans. We're gonna accept that, and I'm happy to give you the tickets. I'm gonna put you on hold, and you talk to Rob. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. And a real quick caller, we got a caller about weeds. You're on line one. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. We had the ornamental squash growing on our front lawn.
Yeah.
In the midst of the grass. We got ticketed.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was beautiful.
I'll bet it was.
It was.
That's just crazy to get.
Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I tell you what, because we're out of time. I want you to send me an email, and if you have a picture, send it to mike@mikenovak.net. And I'm just going to put you on hold here and let Rob take care of that. Nancy Clem, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And we'll continue to fight. And until next week, we just say go green or
go home.
Go home.